WJTL stars go dim. It's going to get better. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Thursday at 7:04.
Christy Lee does this fun thing. She counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11. And in case you miss it, she does it again Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. Our top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Our very special guest, our friend Dana Myers, is with us. She's the director of charitable giving for Brittany's Hope. Dana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did you run this morning already?
I did run this morning, yes.
Good. You run every day.
I do.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
Today, unlike Friday morning, my dog did not pull me down. My dog on Friday morning pulled me down.
Oh, no.
Pretty sure I cracked a rib.
But we're still running.
Yeah.
That's painful.
Bless you. Yeah. Anybody want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, my friends Heidi Harnish and Lisa McAnally are both listening, and my son Michael is starting PA school today. So.
Oh, Michael. Congratulations.
Michael Myers.
Yeah, great job. So, that's funny. Tell us all about Brittany's Hope.
Yeah, so Brittany's Hope is located in E-Town, and our mission is to aid orphaned and at-risk children worldwide. And we do that in a couple ways. We provide grants to families with the heart to adopt children with special needs, and then we also provide humanitarian support to our children's homes in Vietnam, Kenya, and Ethiopia.
And how long has Brittany's Hope been doing this?
24 years. So next
amazing.
Year is 25 years. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, and that is 1,549 children have found their found forever homes.
Love it.
So children with special needs living right here. You know, it's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. So you had your Brittany's Ball recently.
Yes.
Tell us all about that.
Yeah, it was fabulous. So so we do one gala a year at Brittany's Ball, and we had a wonderful speaker Shelley Shepherd, and she is the mother of Haven Shepherd. Haven was adopted from Vietnam. Haven's parents were not married, and they knew in Vietnam the only way they could be together was to commit a family murder suicide. So they strapped bombs to themselves and held Haven in between them, detonated the bombs. The parents both died, and Haven flew out and lost both of her legs. And by chance and prayers, they met Shelley and her husband. And Shelley was our speaker then for the gala. So
yeah.
it was wonderful. And her main thing, she said, a lot of times people say to Haven, you know, how can we make your life easier? And she said, I don't need easy. I just need possible.
Right.
And that is exactly what families, you know, who take the chance and adopt. And she was also really strong on saying, like, we weren't any special type of people. We had six kids already. We kind of thought Haven might be a little bit too much for our family. And she said she just didn't have legs, and it was not a big deal.
Wow.
She's trying to qualify for the Paris Olympics. She was in the Tokyo Olympics, the Paralympics. She was in Tokyo, and she's a swimmer. So,
as you know,
people don't find out yet if they're actually qualifying, but we're certainly rooting for Haven to make it again this year.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And another thing to praise about is that you guys, your fundraising, you met your goal.
We did. We always talk about like some mission moments, and one is to build houses for families who don't have a home, and that's why they have to give their children to an orphanage. It's not like they don't love them or they're abandoning them. It's that they just are homeless, and it costs $6,000 to build a house in Vietnam and Kenya, and people just really came through for that, as well as the adoptions of these two brothers, and people just poured. Just really wrap their hearts around us, and we feel really blessed.
That is awesome. You have another great event coming up very soon.
Yes, we have Biking for Brittany coming up on Sunday, June 30th. So it's a metric century. That's a 62-mile metric half century. It's 34 miles. It's a little more than metric half century.
Right.
If you're doing your math,
yeah.
As a runner, it doesn't compute that you can just add a couple more miles
right,
on there.
Right, right, right.
It starts at the Star Barn in Elizabethtown, and goes through our beautiful countryside here, Hershey and E-Town and Marietta and Mount Joy, and it's a fabulous event.
Yeah, if people want to sign up, they can do that online.
Right, they can go to our website, brittanyshope.org, or Brittany's bikingforbrittany.com as well. And register and, you know, or if you're a business and want to just sponsor, you know, that is, of course, welcome too.
Yeah, we will talk more about that with Dana coming up. We invite you to stick around. On the way, we have more music, Cliff Preston, Jeremy Rosado, and much more standing by.